This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, August 12th, God's word for you today is admit, accept, and give. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 16, and it says, O Lord, our God, we have brought together all this wealth to build a temple to honor your holy name, but it all came from you and all belongs to you. Today, we will pick up from my final thought from yesterday, which is that God always starts with what you have. God obviously does not end with what you have, but God always starts with what you have. What is it that you want more of? Take it and give it to God. If you're lacking in energy and you want to walk in the overflow of energy, take the energy that you have and give it to God. If you want to have margin with your time and you want to walk in the overflow and abundance of your time, take the time you have and give it to God. If you want to walk in the overflow of your finances, take what you have and give it to God. If you want to walk in the overflow of your relationships, take the ones you have and give them to God. So, to walk in the overflow, admit you have a need, then accept to play your part. You cannot delegate your walk with God to someone else. You cannot delegate praying, fasting, worship, or engaging in vigils to someone else. You have to do it yourself. You have to pray. Pastor, what about those people you can give money to and buy beverages for, and they will fast for you? You are buying beverages and some ask for oil and goat's meat. Then they say you should bring rice and tomato paste so that they can fast for you. Are those the ingredients for fasting, or are they actually the ingredients for feasting? To walk in the overflow, the third thing you must do is give God whatever you have. That thing that is not enough, give it to God. Mark chapter 6 verse 41 says, and taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and praising God, gave thanks and broke the loaves and kept on giving them to the disciples to set before the people. I am sure the boys' lunch was not the biggest there. If you know how women operate when they are going to meetings like these, women always plan and take care of their families. I am sure there was a woman there who had a cooler of jollof rice or a basket filled with bread. The little boy became the hero of the story, not because he had the biggest meal or the best meal, but because he gave it to God. God likes to use ordinary things to do extraordinary things. God likes to use ordinary people to do extraordinary things. God likes to use people that others will disqualify, people others say cannot amount to anything. God will say, that is the one I want to use. That is the very one I want to anoint. Let us pray. Father, I acknowledge you as my source. Therefore, I surrender my resources to you willingly, knowing that all I have comes from you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.